WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's time to confront the most popular song of the summer so far, Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart. Achy Breaky Heart is making its own kind of history this season. It's the first country hit to also top the pop charts in years. The song is featured on Cyrus's album, Some Gave All.
And joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms to go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
There's nothing on Some Gave All nearly as instantly catchy as Achy Breaky Heart. If Billy Ray Cyrus, a polite, hip-wiggling, Kentucky-born singer-songwriter, isn't the very definition of a one-hit wonder, I don't know what is. For a while there, I thought Achy Breaky Heart was pretty charming, a nice little country ditty whose chorus you can't get out of your head. But by now, I resent it being in my head. I've heard it so many times on pop radio, on country, on top 40, even on college radio, that I've come to hate its achy, breaky little heart. It's not really Billy Ray Cyrus's fault. He seems like a talented musician and a perfectly nice guy, except for that tiny ponytail that looks more like a possum's tail. But mega success hasn't just overexposed his music, it's turned it into a song that's constantly tracking you down and smothering you with its unwanted affection. I haven't felt this beleaguered by a piece of music since Foreigner's I Wanna Know What Love Is. Here, I'd like to share a bit more of my pain with you.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
The only way to drive Achy Breaky Heart out of our heads is to replace it with a better song, and I've found one. Iris DeMent is an Arkansas-born singer who's just put out an album on Philo Records called Infamous Angel. DeMent will be lucky if she's ever infamous, let alone well-known. Her country music is a little too folky, a little too gospel-y to make it on commercial country stations. Then, too, some of her compositions are as treacly as Billy Ray Cyrus's. But if I had to hear another song as frequently as I've been subjected to Achy Breaky Heart, it would be the first tune on Infamous Angel, a simple, wonderful piece of work called Let the Mystery Be.
Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Some say once gone, you're gone forever, and some say you're gonna come back. Some say you rest in the arms of the Savior if in sinful ways you lack. Some say that they're coming back in a garden, bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. I think I'll just let the mystery be.
It's safe to say that Iris DeMent isn't going to top any record chart other than the one you or I carry around in our heads, the one that gives us the urge to hear a song over and over. And because Let the Mystery Be really does possess some mystery, and because it really does let it be, lets her mystery hang in the air as her voice fades away with each chorus, we have a song that's far more heartbreaking than anything Billy Ray Cyrus can muster.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.